Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Would You Rather Wednesday, Jones and Keefe, are brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies. At Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Jones and Keefe here today. Day 7, Pats training camp. Drake May just hit Austin Hooper up the seam. Haven't seen a ton of Hooper these last couple of days. He just got back out on the field a couple of days ago, but they're going through some 11-on-11s, full team stuff in shorts and shells today. Ooh, May under pressure on that one.
Yikes.
That was right on his doorstep.
I mean, he got the ball out. That's another one where it's like, how do you really judge that?
Well, that's one that, look, I'm not great at keeping all these stats in real time, but that's an official, that's a sack right there. That is a would-be sack for sure.
Yeah. Or maybe an unbelievable play where he eludes the tackler, gets out of there. Picks up a first down on his feet.
Maybe.
Probably not. Probably gets crushed.
But I would say the big takeaway today, Jared Wilson, even without Garrett Bradbury, and we've said it a couple of different times, is repping as your top left guard. Cole Strange mixing in at center today. Wilson remaining at guard.
Yeah.
So it looks like that's where the Patriots are really looking at their third-round rookie. We'll get back to your phone calls coming up. We'll give you all our full takeaways from Day 7, Patriots training camp coming up. But what do we have for Would You Rathers today, Billy?
All right. First up, would you rather the Sox trade for a starting pitcher or a bat and a reliever?
So I think I would answer that.
By the way, that was a nice throw down the sideline and a catch. The crowd popped. Kyle Williams.
Oh, that was Williams.
Kyle Williams making a nice play.
I was actually going to
Drake May. Yeah,
I was actually going to bring this up. So Williams had a bit of a down day yesterday. I was going to bring this up. I think Bourne is getting more first team reps than we've seen.
Yeah.
So that's good.
That was fun to watch because they were in shotgun and Henderson was lined up to his right. Drake May's right, and then you had Williams on the outside on the right. So like both rookies out there. Also Pop Douglas. The rep before that, you had Steph Diggs and Kayshon Booty in there. So all those guys getting some first-team reps. But after a couple of days where he was either quiet or dropping passes, that was one of the better plays of the day.
I was going to say, even earlier today, if Bourne's getting first-team reps and already Booty's kind of standing out over Kyle Williams, he's going to need to make some plays. So
that is a good
sign, especially from Drake May.
Yep.
Dobbs now out there running the team in 11-on-11s. So the question was, Keith, a starting pitcher or a bat and a reliever? I think I might just want the bat over a starting pitcher if I'm getting a bat and a reliever.
Really?
That's my answer. Now, who's the bat? If I'm thinking best case scenario, I can get Yandy Diaz and a reliever. I think that's what I want.
So if it's Joe Ryan, I'll answer it this way. If it's Joe Ryan versus Yandy Diaz, I'll take Joe Ryan.
Okay.
If it's really any of the other names.
You know what? That's fair.
Okay.
Anything short of Joe Ryan, though?
Yeah. I think I'll take the other two. And the whole thought process, too, is they should be a playoff team. Whatever you add here is going to help them get into the playoffs. Once you're in the playoffs, you can shorten your rotation anyway. So maybe it's not – like, I definitely want a starter. They've had a lot of issues with it when they haven't had – they've had to rely on Richard Fitz or whatever it might be. But we're seeing it on a nightly basis now. Like, one more big bat can really lengthen the lineup. And also a reliever wouldn't hurt. Alcara and Hicks aren't guys you can rely on at all.
No, I feel pretty good about Chapman at the back end. Whitlock, since they've locked in Whitlock for an inning at a time,
he's been
lights out. When they were asking him to go 5-6 outs, it was catching up to him. They've locked him in for 3 outs at a time. He's been great. Chapman's been awesome all year. Good to see him. Not that we needed to see him in that game last night, but good to see him look like himself. I mostly feel pretty good about Weissert and Wilson
as
guys.
Yeah. My guy Murph on Friday night, Chris Murphy, punched out Shohei Ohtani.
Have we said this on the air?
No.
How much Ken hates him?
Ken hates Chris Murphy.
Ken's like, it's this like guy's the worst. Thing. And now all this, ever since Ken said, I never even paid attention to him. He's getting everybody.
Yeah.
No, he was great in the game the other night. They went away from him too early.
All right, what do you think about this news? This just into the news desk. Chris,
yeah.
Chris Cotillo says, Garrett Crochet is not hurt.
Okay.
But
oh boy,
is being pushed back to Monday. As the Red Sox give him more scheduled rest.
You know how I take that, Keith? It's a sign they're making a trade.
Okay.
That's a sign there's a starter and they're penciling him in.
Good, because against Houston, it's going to be TBA Bueller Giolito.
Wait, what day? What day is TBA? Give me that again.
The Houston series that's coming up. So they're off tomorrow.
Yep.
Then they have Friday.
So Friday.
Crochet's being pushed to Monday. So who do they play Monday?
No. That's not my question. What day is the Red Sox TBA? That's Friday or Saturday?
Well, it's written in order here. TBA, Bueller, Giolito. So I assume TBA would be Friday.
Okay. Joe Ryan's scheduled to go Saturday. I was hoping that would line up. TBA with Joe Ryan.
Short rest for Ryan.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. But Crochet getting pushed back. I'm gonna spin that positively and say that's okay. A sign they're making a move.
I love it.
They already have him penciled in.
I love it.
Get Crochet an extra day.
Okay.
But we answered it the same. We both want a bat and a reliever
unless it's a starter. Unless it's Joe Ryan.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, what else, Billy?
Okay, would you rather Will Campbell or Steph Diggs have a Pro Bowl season?
I would say Diggs out of those two. The better long-term health of the franchise is probably Campbell. He's just going to be here longer. Diggs might be one and done no matter how productive he is. But for this year, what's better for Drake May? What's better for the team? Diggs.
Yeah. So this one I went back and forth on. I'll answer it Steph Diggs. And I guess here's why. Let's just forget about replacements and stuff. Let's say if he's one of the four best AFC wide receivers – that means they scored a lot of points, and that means Drake May was really good. Will Campbell, being one of the three or four best left tackles, is great, and that's awesome long-term. It is better long-term. But you got to remember, Devin McCourty was a Pro Bowl cornerback.
Yep.
And you thought he was going to be a corner for 10 years. His third year in the league, he got moved to safety, and he ended up being a great safety. But I look at it almost similar, where a corner is way more valuable, just like a left tackle is way more valuable than a left guard.
Yep.
But there's still like no guarantee long term on that. So I'll say for the offense, a team that has had a drought, they haven't had a 1,000-yard receiver since 2019. If Steph Diggs makes the Pro Bowl in a conference that has, you know, Jamar Chase and Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle and all these guys, then, yeah, that'd be pretty something. So that means the offense, I think, would be even better.
So, yeah, I mean, again, Campbell has time to make Pro Bowls.
Yep, yep.
Like, to me, what's best for the team this year? Diggs.
Yep.
I have no shot at seeing if these kicks are going through, by the way. Can you see those any better with the binocs?
Do they have a ref down there putting his hands in the air? That'd be helpful.
Well, there's somebody under the uprights, but they're not signaling anything. It's pretty worthless.
Just catching them?
Yeah. Also, who's that in the bucket hat out there? Is that our guy Springer? It's got to be.
Probably.
He was right next to the kicker. That's got to be the spring dog with a very fashionable bucket hat.
Smart. Keep the sun on your face.
They're going through some kicks right now, alternating Romo and Andy Borgalis.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. Every time.
Okay.
That's what we're doing. What else?
How John Parker Romo dropped the John off.
Yeah, it was a good move.
See, now that's up and true.
That was good. That looked pretty good.
I think that's up and true.
Right off the Optum side. Shout out Gerard Mayo. All right, what else do we have there?
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Bill.
Would you rather be Happy Gilmore or Bobby Boucher?
Now, this is their career. I would rather be Bobby Boucher, I think. They burned hot.
So, yeah.
Never. Did he ever go pro? Do we know that?
Bobby Boucher?
Yeah.
It ended with him going to college. Remember, because his dad showed up at the end and said, go pro. And he's like, no, I'm going to college. So he can get his degree.
Interesting. He could have gone pro. He wasn't necessarily the smartest guy. But he had a lot of sports center highlights.
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather be good at football than good at golf.
Me too.
But Happy Gilmore won.
Although, Happy Gilmore, that's a lifetime sport, Keith. That's for your whole life.
And not to spoil this for you, Jones. Okay, I know you haven't seen Happy Gilmore 2 yet.
I didn't say that. I thought about watching it again last night, but I did not watch it.
But
right,
let's paint this out. Yeah. So Happy Gilmore, we did see what happened with Happy Gilmore 30 years later. We know that in the 90s, he ended up winning, 90s, early 2000s, he won 6 tour championships.
Wow.
It's a lot of gold jackets.
That's not nothing.
He then lost all of his money.
Oh, boy.
So there is that. He also has 5 kids.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Bobby Boucher.
With how many women?
Just one.
One.
Nice.
Who he killed?
Oh,
allegedly
no.
One.
He killed her.
That's what?
Not on porpoise, but he did.
No.
Sadly.
Spoiler alert.
It's early in the film, but he murdered her with a ball. He hit her with a long drive. She died. So,
oh, boy.
Bobby Boucher is my answer. I'm going to go
Boucher?
Bobby Boucher. Yeah. Okay. He had like 16 sacks in a game. At SCLSU.
I mean, I think that's the answer, too. Although, again, yeah, how's that going to – I mean, he led with his head.
At halftime. They won the Bourbon Bowl.
He led with his head, Keith.
So yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that's going to go.
No,
it's scramby eggs up there
long
for sure.
Long term, but yeah.
Happy Gilmore also had a lot of, like, during his
good
junior
point.
Hockey career.
That's a good point.
A lot of head injuries, I would imagine.
If you're a brawler,
yeah.
That doesn't age well either. Good point.
Yeah.
Okay, we agree. I think we've agreed on everything so far. Let's see if we can get some disagreement here.
Okay.
All right, would you rather a slushy or a frap?
Frap, no contest. Slushy.
Well, if it's a slush puppy. Now, this is very important. If it's a slush puppy.
Well, it says slushy.
Well, I know, but there's different kinds of slushies. Okay. There's, like, slushies you can get, like, at any kind of gas station, and they're just sitting in there, and it's just, like, sugar or blue sugar. But if it's the slush puppy with a little dog on the cover, great mascot, he's holding the little slushie himself, he's enjoying one, and you can get, like, a watermelon slushie, and you can distribute the amount of sugar water you want in there, it might be a slushie. I love a frap. I love a milkshake.
It still only might be?
If it's
the best slushy possible, puppy, it might be.
Slush puppy is the answer. Uh-huh. If it's a slush puppy, I do love a milkshake. However, milkshakes are tough. If you get 10 milkshakes at 10 different places, what are the chances the consistency is the right consistency you want? Two out of 10? Four out of 10?
It's fairly low.
You think it's that high, Nick? Because I feel like it's either
it's fairly low,
drinking it like milk,
but
or you need a spoon.
But
I'm like,
care.
I feel like a bad milkshake is better than a slushy.
Exactly.
A bad milkshake isn't a bad milkshake. It's a glass of milk. A slushy is still a slushy.
Over a slushy.
I don't want to eat a slushy. I want nothing to do with that.
I think you're thinking about only the best case scenario of a frap.
There's
a lot of bad fraps out there. I hate
you're thinking
to be
only the best case scenario of a slushy.
Yeah, exactly.
Slush puppy.
Yeah, well, that's what. Right. You're taking the best case scenario.
Yeah, I don't want like the random like, oh, we have blue and red, and there's no dog on it.
What if it's best on best? Best frap, which, by the way, what's the difference of frap and a milkshake? What is the difference?
Once
is there a difference?
Massachusetts.
Is there a difference? But best on best. Best milkshake or best your high-end slush puppy, which I don't even appreciate that much.
Probably isn't. Best on best, it would be the milkshake.
Best on best.
It'd be the frap.
Okay.
A nice coffee frap.
Well, I answered this very directly, frap. Yeah. I'm still confused at your answer. Your answer is?
If it's a slush puppy, I want the watermelon slush puppy.
Unless it's best on best, in which case
best
you
on
want
best, milk. I go back over
So
here.
I still haven't heard an answer. Bill, how would you
Well, what is
that?
It? Is frap. It best on best?
I don't know.
Frap. Frap.
Yeah, see, here Bill answer.
I can take either one right now. I'm starting to sweat bullets here under the questioning here.
And I think frap
plus
is a milkshake
has like
with more ice
lamp on me. You think this is helpful?
Oh.
Nobody knows this. We're sitting out here in the 95-degree weather, plus there's two heat lamps on for Twitch.
That would burn a python, is what that would do. Never mind the two of us. I'm sorry, Bill, you were saying?
I got to go inside.
No, I just said I think the only difference between a frap and a milkshake is I think a frap has more ice cream in it.
All right. Then I want that.
Yeah. I like that. Like a coffee frap. Like a nice coffee frap. That sounds great. Okay. Well, there you go. Would you rather every Wednesday?
Hot, these rhinos.
You're on Jones and Keith.
Man, it just really kicked up a notch.
It's kicked up a little bit.
I don't know if it was the slushy frap debate that got me, but I am sweating.
I famously said earlier today, I'm like, it's not as hot today as it is yesterday.
Hotter.
It's closing the gap. I'll tell you that right now. It is closing the gap.
I'm having a problem.
617-779-7937. We got all your feedback there. We'll give you our thoughts, takeaways.
Lord.
Day 7 of Patriots training camp coming up next.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.